Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 9. Oh, that my head were a spring of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a lodging place for travelers, so that I might leave my people and go away from them. For they're all adulterers, a crowd of unfaithful people. They make ready their tongue like a bow to shoot lies. It is not by truth that they triumph in the land. They go from one sin to another. They do not acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Beware of your friends. Do not trust anyone in your clan. For every one of them is a deceiver, and every friend a slanderer. Friends deceive friends, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongues to lie. They weary themselves with sinning. You live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says. See, I will refine and test them. For what else can I do because of the sin of my people? Their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks deceitfully. With their mouths, they all speak cordially to their neighbors, but in their hearts, they set traps for them. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? I will weep and wail for the mountains, and take up a lament concerning the wilderness grasslands. They are desolate and untraveled, and the lowing of cattle is not heard. The birds have all fled, and the animals are gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals, and I will lay waste the towns of Judah so that no one can live there. Who is wise enough to understand this? Who has been instructed by the Lord and can explain it? Why has the land been ruined and laid waste like a desert that no one can cross? The Lord said, "It is because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and they've not obeyed me or followed my law. Instead, they have followed the stubbornness of their own hearts. They have followed the Baals as their ancestors taught them. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. See, I will make this people eat bitter food and drink poisoned water. I will scatter them among the nations that neither they nor their ancestors have known. And I will pursue them with the sword until I've made an end of them. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Consider now. Call for the wailing women to come. Send for the most skillful of them. Let them come quickly and wail over us until our eyes overflow with tears, and water streams from our eyelids. The sound of wailing is heard from Zion. How ruined we are! How great is our shame! We must leave our land because our houses are in ruins. Now, you women, hear the word of the Lord. Open your ears to the words of his mouth. Teach your daughters how to wail. Teach one another a lament. Death has climbed in through our windows and has entered our fortresses. It has removed the children from the streets and the young men from the public squares. Say, this is what the Lord declares. Dead bodies will lie like dung in the open field, like cut grain behind the reaper with no one to gather them. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. But let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish all who are circumcised only in the flesh, Egypt, Judah, Edom, Ammon, Moab, and all who live in the wilderness in distant places. For all these nations are really uncircumcised, and even the whole house of Israel is uncircumcised in heart. So, friends, the title, the weeping prophet, has been applied to Jeremiah down through the generations. And much support for that sad title comes from this chapter. It opens with Jeremiah's wish prayer, "Oh, that my eyes were a fountain of tears." I've heard this spoken in Hebrew. I cannot do that for you. But it has a sound in Hebrew that conveys part of the emotion intended in a way that English cannot do. But in English it says, "Oh, that my head were a spring of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people." And this is a very sad state that Jeremiah finds himself in. In essence, he's been commissioned by God to bring a harsh corrective word that no one is receiving. In the midst of his attempts at correction, the Lord says, "This far and no further, now tell them destruction's coming." So Jeremiah began to prophesy the coming destruction from the Babylonian Empire, but still no one would listen. And so his thankless job was rewarded with adversaries who hated him and called him a liar. And yet the Lord continued to pour out these words of warning about what was coming through his prophet. And all Jeremiah could do was to cry out to the people unsuccessfully, "Turn before it's too late, flee for shelter, repent of your sins," etc. The Lord in this chapter says they're suffering because of their own sins. He says they make ready their tongue like a bow to shoot lies. "It is not by truth that they triumph in the land. They go from one sin to another. They do not acknowledge me," declares the Lord. And so that's the big one. "They've taught their tongues to lie. They weary themselves with sinning. Jeremiah, you live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me." Sadly, friends, you and I could probably say the same thing about the countries in which we reside. We live in the midst of deception. And in the people's deceit, they refuse to acknowledge the one true God. Continuing with Jeremiah, the Lord says, "Therefore Judah must be refined by her God." In other words, all that's coming is part of the refining process. Verse 7, "Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says. See, I will refine and test them in fire. For what else can I do because of the sin of my people?" Now, I added the word test them and I added fire. But the refining implies the crucible of fire. "I will refine and test them. For what else can I do because of the sin of my people?" And so the Lord was faced with a rebellious nation that would not turn back otherwise. And so therefore he had to refine them by the fires of Babylon coming. The prophet continues, "Why has the land been ruined and laid waste like a desert that no one can cross?" The Lord said, "It is because they have forsaken my law, which I've set before them. They have not obeyed me or followed my law. Instead, in the stubbornness of their hearts, they followed the Baals." And so this idolatry, the false worship. The Lord says, "Because of all these things, I will scatter them among the nations that neither they nor their ancestors have known." Just a quick aside on that reference to scattering them among the nations. The practice of the Babylonians for conquered people groups and nations was to take them and relocate them. And so when they conquered Israel, they began to relocate the citizens of Israel and Jerusalem, much the same way the Assyrians had done some 150 years earlier. But they were scattered among the nations, and it was prophesied by Jeremiah that this would happen. The Lord then says, "Consider now, call for the wailing women, send for the most skillful of them." In other words, the Lord says, "Jeremiah, it's time to call for sorrow and mourning, because the destruction is coming. The houses will be in ruins. Death will be climbed in every house." And the Lord declares dead bodies will lie in the open fields, etc. So it's a time to cry. It's a time to mourn. It's a time to express sorrow. Conversely, as we close toward the end of this chapter, the second to the last part of this chapter, the Lord says that satisfaction, delight, peace, wisdom, all these things can only be found in the knowledge of the one true God as he really is. In other words, Israel has a knowledge of God, But they don't know God as he really is at this point in time, or very few probably did. But this is what the Lord says, verse 23, "Let not the wise boast in their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. But let the one who boasts about this, they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord." In other words, this revelation that the Lord is presenting once again through Jeremiah is similar to the revelation he gave Moses when Moses asked for the Lord to show him his glory, and the Lord passed before him and declared who he really was. He used some of these same words, but again from Jeremiah, "I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for in these I delight." In other words, he doesn't look forward to punishing his people or refining them or bringing judgment. These things are efforts to bring them into a place of relationship once again, so that he might exercise kindness. This closes with a proclamation that all people will be judged according to whether their hearts are circumcised or not. He mentions various nations, and Israel is right in the midst of it. Judah is in the midst of it. The Lord says, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish all who are uncircumcised only in the flesh. Egypt, Judah, Edom, Ammon, Moab, and all who live in the wilderness in distant places. For all of these nations are really uncircumcised, and even the whole house of Israel is uncircumcised in heart." And so this circumcision and uncircumcision of the heart is carried over as a theme in the New Testament. The Lord ultimately is looking for our hearts to be toward him, not just our mouths filled with religious speech, but hearts toward the living God. And Lord, we want to know you as the God who exercises kindness and justice and righteousness on earth. Lord, we know you take delight in these things. Help us, Lord, to live in such a way that you can express your kindness and justice and righteousness to us and our families. Lord, we acknowledge that we live in the midst of deception and deceptive people who don't acknowledge you. Lord, forgive them and have mercy. Give us grace to share the truth about Jesus Christ and the one true God. We pray these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.